So how old were you when you started high school then?
14, I guess. 14, 15. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
And when you started, what were your thoughts about what you would do and how much schooling you would get?
Well, I really didn't have any ambitions or thought, you know, plans about what to do, what to make of my life. Girls didn't in those days. You know, you were going to get married and have mm-hmm. children. That was it. Mm-hmm. But and I didn't think much about it one way or the other. But I just loved being in school.
Did you make friends then?
No, I really didn't. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anybody in school. Only a boy that sat behind me, beside me. He used to throw things out the window. He was well before his time.
How did you feel about that? Not having friends in
school. I don't know. I thought that was the way. That's the way it is. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything else.
Now, how did it come about that you then quit and went to work?
Well, by that time my father had died.
Oh, when did he die?
I was 12, I think, when he died. He died in 1918.
You were about
14. Because he didn't have the influenza, but it was when they had that influenza.
So you were about 14?
Yeah.
How did that affect the family life?
Well, by that time, everybody was married, I guess, but me. Oh, no, my brother George was home. My older brothers and my older sister were married. And then one of my brothers had been in the service in the World War I, and he was, when he came back from the service in 1920, he took off, and he was, I don't know where, all over. I think he went back into the service again, and, you know, he was gone, because he went all over the world and everything, so he was gone also. And there was just my brother next to me, next older to me, and my younger sister and me, and all my brother and I worked. My mother worked in a drugstore.
Now, was that the first time she'd worked?
Yeah. She worked in a drugstore, and then it was hard for her to get along. Mm-hmm. And so my brother worked, he worked in a piano store, and then I got a job. I went to work as a clerk in a dress factory. They made children's dresses. And I went and applied for the job, and the girl who was the boss's secretary did the hiring, and she gave me some arithmetic to do because that's what I was going to be involved in. And, you know, I was the world's greatest in arithmetic, nothing to it. She gave me two long division examples or something. I did them wrong. And she said, well, you didn't do this quite right, but she hired me anyway.
Now, was this after, this is while you were still in school, though?
When I quit school.
Uh-huh.
And then I worked there I made friends there, and I used to go to dances all the time and made friends there. That was, I guess, my gay period. Well, that's not a good word anymore. That was my up period.
Let me ask before we go into that period a little bit more. When you were younger, do you remember when you started menstruating?
Yeah.
How old were you then?
I think I was 12, I guess.
Had your mother prepared you for that?
No. Not a word.
And what
I didn't
happened?
Know I was...
Did you know anything at all?
No, didn't know anything. I didn't know anything any more than when I was two. I didn't know I was... I don't know. I think it's wonderful what, I guess it's nature or something, takes over. Now, I should have been so scared that I should have run home screaming or something, you know. But I didn't. I just went and told my mother about it. And she said, oh, well, that's all right. She said, that'll happen to you. She said, well, that'll happen to you every month or something. I don't know. She didn't tell me anything. I still didn't know anything. But I knew that it was something that happens to people. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe it happened to boys for all I know.
Oh, so you didn't even know that it happened to only to girls?
No, I didn't know anything. I don't know, we would, that's, see, my mother, that was where my mother, I think, well, I don't like to say failed, because she was marvelous, but she didn't teach us anything. She didn't teach me anything in how to boil water or anything, and she didn't teach me anything about that.
Now, and what did she do then when you came home? What did she give you to use?
What did she give
me? Did she give you rags, or did she have pants in the house?
No, she just rags and mm-hmm. things, you know, but she fixed them up, you mm-hmm. know, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't kind of remember. I guess I don't want to remember about that. It was so, yuck.
But you don't, you didn't ask your sister, for instance. So
no, oh, Lord, no. I can ask my sister. Ask her. Still can't ask her much of anything. She's still the same way. Prissy and... She thinks I'm terrible. She thinks I'm so silly and so terrible and everything wrong.
Now, before you quit high school, during that year you were in high school, did you get involved in other activities in high school at all?
No.
Just schoolwork.
Just schoolwork. Mm-hmm. They didn't have many things like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think all they had was the boys had the games, you know, mm-hmm. football. Football, I guess that was it. Because I did used to go to the football games, but... I didn't care much for them. It was too cold.
How about sports? Did you yourself engage in
no.
sports?
No. Well, we used to have to do gym work, uh-huh. you know, something. But it wasn't my bag.
Yeah. It seems like you do a lot of physical activity now.
I don't. Yeah. All I wanted ever to do physically was dance.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to dance, and I.
Now, did you keep that up in that when you were in high school then too?
Yeah, I used to go to dances all the time. That was a restriction my mother put on me. You can't go to dances until you're such and such old, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I used to sneak out and go.
And would you go with boys or with girls?
With a girl, mm-hmm. with a girlfriend. We said we'll think of how the way we went to a dance. We'd go skating. We'd have our skates. I'd leave my skates in her hallway. I think we went to a dance dressed for skating. But I don't know. We did anyway.
Roller skates or ice skates?
No, ice skates. and I didn't want to go ice skating because it was too cold, and you know that was for me. But it was an excuse. I got out, and of course we couldn't stay very long because we had to be home. You know, we had a curfew like 10 o'clock probably. If that late, mm-hmm. that probably was late.
And would you dance with the girls, or would you dance with the boys once you got there?
Yeah, dance with boys.
Dance with boys. Did the girls ever dance with each other?
Oh, never.
They wouldn't dream of it.
And then when I was, you know, I begged my mother so, and you know, oh, can only go to a dance. She finally, I guess, had to give in, because I know she let me go before she wanted me. She said, well, when you start to go to dances, that's it. You know, I thought she thought, you know, I'm gone then. So she let me go, but my brother had to come and get me, and bring me home, which he loved, you know, because he was a sort of a health nut, and he liked to be home and go to bed early. And he'd come. I'd be dancing with somebody and look up and see him in the doorway of the dance hall, Nemesis. I'd say, there's my brother, I have to go. And then I'd say to him, just one more.
How old were you then?
Oh, 16, mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah, 16.
Now, were you already working, or is that when you were in high school?
I can't remember all these things. Yeah, while I was in high school, I did this,
mm-hmm.
yes. And then,
but
when I was working, I guess I probably, you know, could do anything I wanted to do. I'm still waiting for that day when I can do what I want.
Do you remember how much you made at that first job?
Yeah, I think it was about $12 a week.
Oh, well, so that was about 1921 or so. That wasn't too bad.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Uh-huh. And what was your job? Exactly.
What did you do? This was a dress house, and they, you know, when they make dresses, like these were kids' dresses. Mm-hmm. And I guess all of them are the same. They pile up all the material and cut out all the different sections of the dress. Well, then those have to be tied in bundles and have a tag on them. Mm-hmm. And that's what I made those tags, and I kept like an inventory of them. And I don't know, I seemed to be busy all the time. I had a lot to do there.
Did you work just 5 days a week, or did you work six?
No, Saturday morning, uh-huh. 5.5 days. Mm-hmm. That was the work week.
Yeah. And you worked in the office itself, though, or out in the shop?
No, in the office.
Uh-huh. And were there other young people working there?
Yeah, there were a lot of girls working there. I was friends with everybody at work, but I didn't. None of those people were my friends after work.
But who would you go to the dances?
The girls in the neighborhood and that I knew in school. Yeah, there was a girl that I went to dances with from the office. She was, she lived in downtown Los Angeles. Oh, downtown Boston. Which was strange to me, you know. Nobody lived downtown. And I went to her house a few times and got acquainted with some other people there, other people my age. And but that's all we ever wanted to do was go to dances, mm-hmm. dances. Oh, and then I had a close girlfriend that after I left high school, that we were very close friends for a long time. Till I got married.
Where did you know her from initially? How did you initially know her?
I don't know how I met her. I don't remember. Probably at a dance. She lived not far from me, mm-hmm. but she wasn't right in my neighborhood.
Yeah. What sorts of things would you do with each other?
Go to dances. What else? Was there anything else? Sometimes we'd go to the movies Then to shows, we'd go to, she had a friend who was an usher in a theater in Boston. And, of course, when we went, we had to sit up on the top. And I think it was a quarter. We could sit. And one time we went to a show. It was Ed Wynn. And it was marvelous. She knew this usher, and he got us, some empty seat down orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat there. It was the first time I ever sat that close to the stage. And I saw Ed Wynn. I could see his face. And so once in a while, we would go. I don't know what theater mm-hmm. that was, but we'd go there where this fellow worked. And that was a bonus. But the first time I ever went to the theater in my life, oh, that was a wonderful experience. My mother had tickets. I was about 6 years old. My mother had tickets, and I guess there was no one else to go, and she didn't want to waste the tickets, so she took me. And we went to see, you wouldn't even know him, Fred Stone. Montgomery and Stone, they were called a comedy mm-hmm. team. This Fred Stone, afterwards, he had daughters that were in the theater, Dorothy Stone, and they were, you probably don't know them, they're probably before your time, too. But anyway, it was the Red Mill, the play The Red Mill. And I don't remember anything about it except that Montgomery and Stone, they were detectives investigating something or another. I guess this was a mystery. There was some mystery that went on in the Red Mill. And they came, at their entrance, the stage went completely dark. And then a spotlight came on, like down on these two men. And they were, I don't know what they were, one of them I know had a big, like Sherlock Holmes, he had a Sherlock Holmes hat and a big, he was looking at everything. And I guess I know that they were headliners and they were very good, but I don't know anything about them. But, and then the girls, there were girls dancing. And, oh, God, they were so marvelous. The lights, and the house is all dark and the lights are up on the stage and these people, real life people. I never forgot it. I can see it to this day.
Had you been to movies by that time?
Yeah, I'd been to movies. We'd been to movies. You know, they're all silent. That's all silent. Sometimes you see them on TV now, those real old things. And Charlie Chaplin, two reelers and stuff.
So it sounds like going to the theater, that was something very special
for
you.
Oh, yes. It was wonderful. And I just, it was just marvelous. And then when we were a little older, I can remember and all kinds of things. When we were a little older, I don't know how old, maybe my brother was like 10 or 11 or something, and I was younger. We went to, my two brothers, Joe and, no, I guess the three of them and I, we went to the show went to a theater in Boston, the Castle Square Theater it was called, and they were a repertory company. And they were playing The Wizard of Oz. And I think Montgomery and Stone were in that too. Anyway, they were playing The Wizard of Oz, so we got to go to the show. So I suppose it cost like 10 cents or something. And we had to walk, and it was a long way. We had to go from South Boston and over a big bridge into the city. And but we wouldn't have had the money for car fare. So we walked along, and my brother George was deaf in one ear, and he was always complaining. We got on his wrong side, and he couldn't hear anything. But anyway, we were walking along, and my brother Frank, that's the one that liked to read, he said, "Look at what I found, a dime." Oh, God, that was great. And we walked along a little more, and he found a nickel. Oh, my, you know, we were going to have everything to eat and everything. He was dropping his money all the time and picking it up. We were so disappointed when we found that out. We didn't have any extra money at all. But we went and saw The Wizard of Oz anyway.
And so then when you were beginning to be a young woman, the theater was still something that was quite a treat for you.
Oh, yes, and I loved it. We used to go as often as possible.
Now, when you would go to the dances and go to the theater and go to the movies, that sort of thing, was this always with other girls?
Yes,
Or other young women?
Yeah.
At what point did you start seeing any young men?
Oh, well, in between all this, I guess I had my moments. There were boys in the neighborhood. I remember one boy that we just like grew up together. Yes, I knew his sisters, his everybody, and I used to like him an awful lot. And when I got older, I really liked him very much. But it seemed like, oh well, you know, he was just Vinny that lived next door, you know. And years later, when I went back to Boston after I was married and I had small children, and I was talking to his cousins. He didn't have sisters. He had cousins that he lived with. And I was asking about him, and they said, you know, he's married and, you know, blah, 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 and whatever. And he's happy and he's marvelous. He's still wonderful. And I said, oh, gee. You know, I don't know why I let him go. I used to like him so much. And his cousin said, you did. She said, he thought you didn't care much for him. She said, he liked you, too. I thought, no, he doesn't.
Would you do things with each other, or was it just...
No, we just, you know, like I said, we were always playing jump rope. Mm-hmm. And we used to just sit on the steps and talk and blather. You know, kids always have a lot to talk about. And... yeah, we wouldn't do anything with them very much, but we always... Then I had another girlfriend, Lucille Hall. I was going to high school, and after. Her father worked nights. He worked in a theater, in a burlesque theater. And so he was never home in the evenings. And so her mother used to have all the kids, her children's friends, into her house, and they had a Victrola thing, and we used to dance, and there was always a bunch of kids in there in that house, so I used to go there, and a couple of those boys from time to time were a big romance that didn't pan out.
What sorts of things would you do with each other when you started seeing these boys?
Oh, Lord, I never dated boys and went anywhere with them. I just, all just this dancing, going to dances. Mm-hmm. That's all I ever ate, slept, dreamed, anything. And I never went much of any place with a boy. I don't remember going to movies or anything with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was so different from now.
Mm-hmm. Now, at what point, so you were working as a clerk in the dress shop.
Yeah.
And at what point did things then begin to change?
Well, this girl who was my close friend, Catherine, that had the usher friend, she said that she knew somebody that worked in a resort hotel in the summer and made lots of money and, you know, marvelous, everything was wonderful. And we ought to do that. So that's what we did. I did, because she was the kind who was always messing about and poking around and didn't get to do anything. And she'd do it eventually, but, you know, she was always late for everything. I couldn't stand it. And anyway, I said, we got to do what we did. What we had to do to get these jobs was go to a, they would advertise in the paper, you know, the head waiter of the hotel would advertise for waitresses and waiters. And then you went to him wherever, and mm-hmm. he interviewed you and hired you and whatever. So I went, and I got a job right away in Connecticut, in Groton, mm-hmm. near New London, Connecticut, mm-hmm. in a resort. Mm-hmm. It's a Biltmore Hotel. And Catherine didn't, you know, get with it until a few weeks later, so she got a job somewhere else, so we didn't go together.
Oh. Now you quit your other job then to do
this? Yeah. Uh-huh. So I went there and I worked that summer, fatal summer. I met my husband.
What year was that then?
We were married, I think, in 27. It must have been 1926.
Uh-huh.
And he worked in the laundry in this hotel, and I worked in the dining room. And that was great. It was fun. I didn't make a whole lot of money because, I don't know, I can't hold on to money. It just melts in my hands. But anyway, we had fun, and we, you know, it was all kids' work. Most of the people that worked there were school kids.
Mm-hmm.
Who all the room waiters and everybody were college fellows, med students and all that. So it was a nice, you know, it was a nice atmosphere. I mean, nice people. We had a good time. So then, this head waiter worked in Florida in a Biltmore Hotel in the winter. So he hired anybody who wanted to go with him. So I went in Florida. Yeah, I went to Florida, to Bel Air, Clearwater, Florida. And I got married down there.
Now, you met your husband where? You first met him up in Connecticut?
I met him, yeah, in Connecticut. And then he also went to Florida.
Uh-huh. Now tell me a little bit about him and about that meeting and relationship when you first met.
Oh, I don't know. That was so idiotic. That's one thing I think kids know more about everything now, and they have trial.
Mm-hmm.
As they call them, relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a whole lot better than what we did. Well, I met him in, I don't know, I just thought he was great. And, you know, he was all right. He was good. He had his moments. And, you know, he just fell madly in love. And then we couldn't, when we were down in Florida, he said if we got married here, we could stay for a while. I don't know what we thought we were going to do in Clearwater, Florida, the end of the world, you know, with no job. I guess he thought we could live on the money that we made during the winter for a while. I guess that was the plan. And then So anyway, of course, we would have had to get married. We couldn't shack up or anything. That wasn't done. I mean, relationship. And so we got married.
Now, what was he,
and
was he doing something?
He was
else
working
in
the laundry, and nothing.
Uh-huh.
He was learning how to work in the laundry, which was all right. He was a washman, he washed. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, that was all right, he was learning something. But we had no thought to say, well, you know, what is this guy going to do? How is he going to support you? It never occurred to me. Everything all my life was always handed to me. I guess I thought it was going to continue.
What was your mother's reaction to you getting married?
Well, she didn't like it very much, but nothing she could do about it. And then she had always let me do everything I wanted to do, so she couldn't very well complain then.
Did you get married in the church?
No, we didn't.
Was he Catholic?
No.
Uh-huh.
And down there in Florida, you know, I didn't have any church that I went to. I guess that's when I stopped going to church. And I hadn't gone to church really too much, you know. And then I stopped altogether. We were married by a Protestant, an Episcopalian minister, I think. And so we did stay in Clearwater for a little while. Not very long. I guess we didn't have as much money as we thought, or I guess money didn't go as far as we thought it would, because we didn't stay there very long.
And neither of you were working then?
No.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went home alone. So I guess what we did was we stayed till our money was almost gone, only just enough for me to go home. So I went home, and he stayed there, and he thumbed his way home. See how idiotic?
Now, where was he from? Was he from
He was from, yeah, he was from Norwich, Connecticut, right near New London.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when we got home, I know I went home and he went home, but then we got together. When he got back, he came up and got me or something, and I don't know. We lived with his mother, and then he went to work in Norwich. It was a mill town, you know, there was all mills. He went to work in a mill. Everybody worked in the mill, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a finishing company. They didn't make the cloth, they finished it,
mm-hmm.
dyed and everything. And so we worked there for, well then I didn't like it there. I wanted to go home. We went to live in Boston for a while. Oh, he got a job in my sister was working in the Boston City Club. It's a, you know, it's kind of a swanky men's club. And she got him a job there as a steward in the dining room, in the kitchen. Something, I don't know. But it didn't last very long. I don't know. He wanted to go. I can't remember what all that. It was such a muddle and a mess.
Did you think about working too, or
not? Oh, yeah. I worked. I don't remember where I worked.
Mm-hmm.
I think where, oh, I worked in a candy factory or something. I, you know, anything, whatever I could get.
What, did you have any notion in mind of what your future was going to be like in this
No, we didn't think beyond 5 minutes from now. I don't know. I can't imagine why we were so idiotic. I guess a lot of kids were like that then. Yeah, I never, like when we got married and we were going to get married. It never occurred to me to ask him, well, what kind of work are you going to do? Are you going to be able to, you know, be a laundry man?
But your assumption was that you would marry and have a family.
Oh, yeah. That was what was done, I guess.
Mm-hmm.